Good evening. You are tuned to KGV in Bozeman. We're keeping the community and community radio here in the Gallatin Valley. 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. It is time tonight for the Local Musician Spotlight. I would like to start off by thanking our sponsors that help bring you this programming. Slam, supporting local artists and musicians. Columbo's Pizza and Pasta. Bozeman Brewing. And Silverleaf. We are out in the Tune Factory tonight, so we've got the YouTube live stream going at Loken Productions YouTube channel, and we're on the radio with North Fork Crossing. And just to get things started off, if you wanted to introduce yourselves so people can hear who's talking on the radio.
How's it going? I'm Ryan Kelly from Bozeman, Montana. I play the mandolin with my friends in this fun band called North Fork Crossing.
My name is Rabi. Hey, Mom and Dad. I'm from Fort Collins, Colorado, and I play the bass.
My name's Cade Sladen. Hello, everyone, and I play the guitar.
My name is Matt. I'm from Portland, Oregon, and I play the banjo.
I'm Silas Ray from Helena, Montana. I play the fiddle.
Nice. I had the good fortune of talking to these guys not last a week and a half ago or so, I guess, we did an interview at the KGVM studios, and I told them we would just talk that time and didn't have them bring in their instruments, and this is way more fun, I got to say. So this will be a lot more enjoyable for me, hopefully for you too. So that song that you just played to kick things off is the last song on your brand new album, I think. Is that right?
It is, yeah. It's called Ear to the Ground.
And it's the only song on the album that you guys didn't write, is that correct?
Correct, yeah. That song was written by Ryan Aker of The Last Revel, our good friend in town here.
Yeah. It's a I'm a pretty big Ryan Aker fan, and I like that song, but I definitely like the way you guys do it. So it seems like he does too, it sounds like.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that one. We definitely owe him a lot for letting us cut that one.
I think we'd said this, but in case there were people that didn't get a chance to listen to the interview, I wonder if you could let people know where you recorded the album.
Yeah, we recorded out, it was pretty DIY kind of, but out at Shauna Lockhart's house. She's a big part of the Bozeman music scene, especially the bluegrass scene. She hosts the Lockhorn Cider Jam on Monday nights, and she was just so hospitable to us and hung out and fed us meals and, you know, didn't charge us anything to be out there. It was awesome. And yeah, we spent 3 days and cut the record. It was fun.
Nice. Yeah, Shauna, you know, shout out to Shauna. She does a lot for music here in the Valley. So I was really, I guess I shouldn't have been. I was a little bit surprised that it, because the album really sounds, like the instrument sounds are all great. And it's like, wow, the recording turned out really fantastic, I think, so.
Yeah, our friend Josh Coltenbach helped us record that. So we kind of did it in a live scene, but we tried to isolate the instruments, and yeah, we think it turned out really good. So,
most of the recording was was playing live.
Yep. Nice. Yeah, we kind of played it live and then did the vocals later, but that kind of helped us get our, we feed off each other a little bit more.
Yeah.
When we're in a live setting like that, so we try to keep it as live as possible. So.
Yeah, I think that. You know, there certainly have been a lot of great songs that have been, like, layered together in a studio setting, but I have a pretty strong tendency toward, like a little live thing where you can adjust on the fly, and it's not, like, whoever goes first pretty much sets the direction for the song, and everybody else just has to kind of follow along, so.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So album just came out. Last Friday was the release date, I think. A fantastic release party down at the Rialto, and packed house, and everybody seemed like, as far as I could tell, everybody was enjoying the album. When you guys got to the second set and played the whole album, I didn't see, it didn't look like anybody headed for the door or anything. So
yeah, it was pretty fun. It was a good turnout. So
yeah.
Thanks to everybody who came out. That was awesome.
Yeah. So a lot of great stuff on the new album. I think that, you said the only one song that you guys didn't write. So, some great tunes on there. So I guess, if you want to maybe play some more, we'll get another earful.
Yeah. We're going to play another song off the album there. This was our second single that we released. So I guess we're kind of doing them in order. We released Ear to the Ground, and now we're going to play If You Quit for you.
Collar I wear is blue.
same.
Yeah, we do.
Drinking and gambling keeps us sane. I finally know what to do. If you quit, I'm quitting too. If you quit, I'm quitting too. In this collar I wear is blue. Took far too long to know this, but the 2 weeks notice. If you quit, I'm quitting too. Can see I can be the man I wanna be. Strumming this old Martin box is what I wanna do. So if you quit, I'm quitting too. If you quit, I'm quitting too. And this collar I wear is blue. Took far too long to know this, but it's 2 weeks notice. If you quit, I'm quitting too. If you quit, I'm quitting too. Said if you quit, I'm quitting too.
That sounds like quite a pact.
Definitely.
All right, I think we might do a kind of an old standard mandolin tune for you. This one's called The New Campton Races. Camptown? Campton?
Camptown, yeah.
Camptown Races. Never been. Ready, boys?
were some hot licks right there.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks.
Oh, we'll do another one off the new record. This next one's called Ride. It's a song Cade on the guitar wrote. And we've had a lot of fun doing this one. It's a little bit kind of slower mid-tempo, but we have a lot of fun with this one.
Sometimes the road seems awful far. I don't know how or when we'll meet again, but I can't wait to hold you in my arms. Now buckle down your boots, boys, we're going for a ride. Pack your things and head on out the door. Yeah, we're going down south, though, to see my darling dear. Can't stand this lonesome bed anymore. Well, this bed is lonely at times, so slowly without by my side. Yeah, we've been talking, I better get to walking. Off into the sun I'll ride. My feet can't move fast enough, waiting for the moon to disappear. But alright and alright till the sun comes up, cause I'm just so close to seeing you, my dear. And I search and I search, waiting for your smile, blinded by those big city lights. You said it's been far too long, won't you stay for a while? From now on I will never leave your side. Well, this bed is lonely, yet time moves so quickly with you by my side. Yeah, we've been talking, we better get to walking. Off into the sun we will ride. So quickly with you by my side. We've been talking, we better get to walking. Off into the sun we will ride. I said off into the sun we will ride.
I think that works just fine, not being a lickety point split beats per minute.
Yeah.
Sounded great.
Thank you.
Yeah, if people are just tuning in, you're probably wondering why you didn't get here sooner. Good news, we will rebroadcast this on KGVM on Saturday evening at 6 p.m. And you can go to the Loken Productions YouTube channel anytime and watch the whole thing. So you got that going for you. I do want to take a minute to thank Pat Loken for hosting us here at the Tune Factory and doing all the work, video, audio, setup. I just get to come in and chat with people and listen to great music. So very much appreciated. And so you guys, how long have you been playing together as North Fork Crossing?
It's probably been almost 3 years since the band kind of formed. And then we had people come and go as we went on. So with this five, it's probably been like a year and a half.
Since November 2022.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we kind of have a solid group now that we're sticking with. So
it's kind of congealed.
Yeah.
Nice.
Definitely.
It seems like things are really taking off. I know you've been playing out some more, got the new album out. When did you record the album?
We recorded all the instrumentals at Shauna Lockhart's in August of 23, and then kind of the vocals overdubbed in Josh's studio kind of throughout the winter, and then just everything was wrapped up probably just kind of around the new year, and then released it on April 5th.
So it's out there on the streaming services, and I can vouch for the fact that you can actually buy it on CDs. I've got one of those because I'm an old guy and I still buy CDs. So, I saw you must have at least a few more of those available for other old guys.
We've got a couple.
Yeah, come get a CD from us. So,
I imagine things are shaping up to probably be a pretty busy summer for you guys.
Yeah, totally. Very busy. We don't have many weekends off, so it's a good thing.
Yeah.
For those of us who are working, our employers, our bosses are not thrilled with our summer schedule. But, you know, for lack of something better to say, that's kind of their problem. So.
Yeah. I mean, give them a CD and they'll understand.
Yeah, I think I gave my boss a shirt. He's pretty
stoked. Hopefully it's our last summer with other jobs besides this.
Yeah.
And then maybe we don't have anybody else to get angry.
Do this full time.
That's cool.
That would be awesome. So is it kind of branching out around the state, out of state? You're going to be on the road quite a bit?
A little bit of both. I think we got a good conglomeration this summer of shows in Bozeman and then some private shows, you know, and then a couple of shows like in Missoula and where else in Montana, some other places.
Yeah, we're kind of trying to branch out quite a bit in the bigger towns in Montana and then kind of into the Idaho and Utah a little bit. And we're also heading down to Colorado in July, looking forward to a couple of fun shows there. And then we're going to be a part of the Planet Bluegrass, Rocky Grass. They host a kind of a band competition. We're excited to be a part of that. We're going to go kind of try our best and see how we fare against, you know, all these other young bands that are kind of coming up. I think it'll end up being some friendly competition and then a lot of good picking with everybody and just hanging out and getting to enjoy the scene up there. But overall, just trying to kind of branch out more and more from Bozeman and sharing the North Fork Crossing gospel.
Nice. Is the Rocky Grass competition, is that one of the ones where if you win, you get a play at the festival the next year?
It is, yeah. You get a headlining performance the next year win.
Yeah. Nice. That'd be a thing.
There's some really big past winners. I mean, String Dusters.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
Fretliners.
Fretliners. Yeah.
Pretty much every big bluegrass band that you can name.
Cut their teeth there.
One of those competitions once in
a
long time ago. So.
Cool. Yeah, man, that would be a great deal. Yeah. Well, maybe I'll stop talking if you guys want to play some more tunes.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, here's kind of one of the first songs Cade and I worked up. This might have been one of the first real songs I wrote, or at least one of the ones I wrote that we actually play. This one on the record, it's just called DLL, but it came from in my notes app. It has a different name, and you can ask us about that if you come see us live somewhere. But yeah, this one's DLL, and yeah, Cade and I wrote this. He wrote the lick, and I wrote the words, and when I wrote it, it was not at all like this. It was like a slow, sad cowboy song.
Yeah,
and Cade was like, dude, that's awesome, but it's like not that awesome.
I said, Ryan, we got to bump this up like 100 beats per minute.
Yeah, tripled the BPM, and this one's called DLL. Let's see if I can sing it for you guys. Ready, boys? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. out the days and boy, come on in. So I packed my bag and ran away. The old life I led, I've gone astray. Left my woman, went on my way. No found me to this day. I could never leave this town. It's a place I won't be found. Staying here till the day I die. Cause I'm bound to die, it's not the life. Sweet, they ride blind, see hard and cheap. Try to turn back, how far it's gone. This here is my song. I could never leave this town. It's a place I won't be found. Staying here till the day I die. Cause I'm bound to die, it's not the life.
I thought that the decision to up the BPMs was probably a good one. I may be suffering a crisis of imagination and not thinking about what it might have been like as a slow, sad cowboy song, but I think it works pretty well for that.
Well, who knows? Maybe we'll do a V2 on our next record.
There you go.
Do the slow version.
Sometimes I just kind of pretend or want to be a cowboy, and then I get sad about not being a cowboy, and I think that makes it me kind of feel like a sad cowboy. So that's where a lot of my songs start. At least all three of them I've ever written, so.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got next, boys? Should we do another?
We're going to do one that wasn't on our album, but it's another original called Gone, Gone, Gone.
She's never coming back. Now I'm walking down these tracks now. For my now. That girl is gone, gone, gone. Fast track going south away from home. Gone, gone, gone. She back to think she's moving on.
bottles blue top red. I'm gone.
Long gone.
When kittens are sold in cash. Shipping up everywhere I'm at. Old CP's come alive again. Now what do you think of that? I'll be gone.
Long gone.
When kittens are sold in cash. When kittens are toad and cat.
Is that one destined for the next album?
So we kind of did a two-part there. The first one wasn't original, and then we went right into a old bluegrass song, really, really old, I think, called Kitten and the Cat. And if one of you viewers out there knows anything about what the heck those lyrics mean, please let us know. They're pretty catchy, but
they make perfect kind of a sense riddle to me, but I don't know what they're...
Where'd you find that song?
We heard a band called East Nashgrass do it. They're awesome. Cade and I got to hang out with a couple of their band members at Montana Fiddle Camp last summer. And we're all going to be up there this summer playing, but that's, East Nashgrass, they're great. They're blowing up in the bluegrass scene, and they did that one, and we're like, oh, man, that song's too good not to play.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, we'll do some more, eh?
Sure. Yeah. We'll do a banjo song.
Whenever someone mentions a banjo, this is the tune I hear in my head, so that's why it's a banjo song.
That one's called the Clinch Mountain Backstep.
Yeah.
Are you sure Ralph done it that way? I think that would be a good name for a banjo song, actually.
Yeah. Did Ralph do it that
did
way?
Did Ralph do it that way?
Probably not. He probably wouldn't have.
I think he would have liked it.
I think so.
He would have liked Hickey's part.
Yeah. All right.
Should we do another?
Yeah, let's do it.
Ooh. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Anymore. Ooh.
slam door as he wandered through the alleyway. Well, thinking all the while that you'd be proud of what he stole for her, then he tried to think of a better way. Well, dreaming of a movie he'd see one afternoon, drought of savings, and he went and bought a gun. He went back home and stood before his mirror, acting like a thug. Your fortune mine, but his eyes gave him right away. Well, Jesse dropped the gun and they both stare at where it lay. And Jesse asked the man if he'd please leave him in his pain. The man tried to forgive him, but there's not much he could say.
Nice medley.
Thank you.
We got about 5 minutes left. If you got something that could slide in there, we could talk for 5 minutes, but I'd a lot rather listen to you guys play. So.
Yeah, let's do something else off the album. How about?
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, we'll do another one. This song's about Cade loving his guitar just so much. He just got a new one. We all love it, but Cade loves it a lot. His, I don't know. We won't go into too much detail. It's a sensitive subject, this song is. But, Cade really does love his guitar.
So very much.
All right, ready, boys? One, two, three.
String wooden box that never leaves me feeling blue. Well, I'm sorry, my baby, I wasn't true. It must have been love at first sight, just sitting there on her stand, glistening in the light. Well, I couldn't help but crack a little smile. That wooden top and nickel string just really fit my style. Well, her voice was soft like honey and her touch was mighty fine. I knew it's right then that I had to make her mine. Well, the only problem was waiting right at home. How do I tell my baby that my love for her is gone? I wasn't true, I wasn't true. There's another gal I love more than you. She's a six-string wooden box that never leaves me feeling blue. Well, I'm sorry, my baby, I wasn't true. We'll be right back. answers all my prayers and fills my heart with wonder. It's what I've always been waiting for. But how do I tell my baby that I'm loved hers no more? I wasn't true, I wasn't true. There's another gal I love more than you. She's a six-string wooden box that never leaves me feeling blue. Well, I'm sorry, my baby, I wasn't true. Let's hear some fiddle.
That's a great song. I mean, maybe it wasn't great for you. The backstory might have been a little painful, but I like it a lot.
Yeah, so. No, thanks. I actually, no, there wasn't a, it wasn't a bad backstory at all. But I just kind of
together.
Yeah, he does love his girlfriend more than his guitar.
Just a fun idea for a song.
I mean, we tell her that at least.
No, it's, I mean, yeah. Yeah. No, I just it was
protect
a
your guitarist's life.
It was a funny concept. I thought I should write a song about
that
it.
That was but, very yeah. good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I want to thank you guys for coming in tonight. North Fork Crossing, you can find their album on the streaming services. You can find CDs out in the wild. Go and see them. I'm sure they can scrounge you up one. And going to be out and about. People can come and see you in live and living color here and around the state. Yeah. So, yeah, thanks again for coming in. And
so
look forward
for
to catching
us.
You out on the road.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, and thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yeah.
Hope to see you guys out there.
All right. Keep it tuned right here to KGVM. This has been the Local Musician Spotlight, and thanks for tuning in. And I hope you'll stay tuned right here, and have a great night, everyone.